Welcome back to Romantasy, a podcast created by Dipsy. I'm your host, Faye Keegan. On this podcast, we're releasing a small set of our spicy fantasy series. If you want to hear more, we have a lot more stories where this came from, all made by us at Dipsy, fantasy and otherwise. Lots more fun to be had. All are available right now on the Dipsy app. If you've been following along, we've been listening to Pinedale Falls, a werewolf love triangle series that is just so fun to listen to and was extremely fun to create. We are not going to release any more of Pinedale Falls on this podcast, but we have more in the Pinedale Falls universe and more universes like it available right now on the Dipsy app. What we are going to do this week is release a totally different story that is a bit of a break in the werewolves and the fae and the fairies and the enemies to lovers of it all, that is very popular with the Dipsy listeners that love Pinedale Falls. I will warn you now, this is a double extra spicy bonus episode, so if you need your headphones, get them now. If you've been following along from the beginning of the Romantasy podcast, which I recommend you do, then you've heard two series where the male main character is talking directly to you, the listener, as if you are a character in one of the stories. In this week's episode, it's a similar style where the male main character is talking directly to you, the listener, but instead of kind of recounting back to you a story you live through together, this is happening in real time. You're in the room with them, and they're touching you and talking about it, and you're responding. The dialogue is more direct. The soundscape is much more immersive. It's much more richly sound designed than what you've heard in the past, although that might be a little peek too far behind the Dipsy curtain, but you'll definitely hear the difference. But maybe most importantly, instead of hearing from Rowan, the Fae of Wings of Winter, or Wilder, the werewolf in Pinedale Falls, you'll be hearing from a whole new character who could exist in the real universe that you live in, Ronan, the Irish farmer. If you like what you hear, we have tons more Ronan, and you can get to know his backstory more through other episodes as well that are available right now on Dipsy. And you can use code ROMANTASY to get 30 days free at dipsystories.com. That's dipsystories.com/romantasy to start your 30 days free. So I hope you have your headphones ready for this extra spicy episode. Here it is, Ronan, enough talking.
Feels so good to be in this bed. You know I won't always admit it. But I like that you make me slow down every now and then. When I get so caught up in something, my mind just drifts to you. Okay, don't laugh. But there's this one fantasy I've been having when I work that I cannot get out of my head. I'm in the barn working at my bench, and it's pouring like it is now. And it's pounding on the roof so loud that I don't hear your footsteps behind me. You wrap your arms around my back. I can feel your wet hair graze against me. It smells like the storm. Before I can say anything, you start to undress. Shimmy your shorts down and drop them at your feet. I can feel the roundness of your tits as you press into my back. Your wet hands slide across my chest. You undo my shirt one button at a time. I decide to tease you a little. To ignore you, not because it doesn't feel good. Your hands are cool. You slide them across my sweaty skin and it lights something inside me. But I don't like giving you what you want so easy, so I keep working. I tell myself to focus, to ignore the way you're pressing your body closer and closer into me. You get on your tiptoes to kiss my neck. Bite your teeth down on my earlobe. Brush your tongue against my ear. Oh, you're fucking cruel because you know that's my weak spot. Feeling you begging for me. I can't wait anymore. You know how hungry you're making me. I turn around and cup your face in my hands. Grab you so hard I can see I'm leaving marks on your cheeks. Roll over each other. You're moaning into my mouth. And I can tell how badly you want to be fucked. You start stroking me through my jeans, making me hard for you before I even take off my pants. You slip off your shirt and give me this nod. Just the smallest tilt of your head that says, take off everything. You love testing me, don't you? But I'm not having it. My place, my rules. I slowly take off my belt, slap it against my palm. I tell you to hold out your arms. Your wrists feel so small in my grip as I wrap the belt around them, loop through the buckle and pull tight. Even with your wrists tied together, you're still bold. You kiss all over my body while I undress. My shoulders, my chest. You drag your tongue in a trail down my stomach. I grab you by your waist and spin around. Bend you over and make you grip onto the workbench. Press your ass into me. When I guide my cock between your legs, I'm already pulsing for you. And then I thrust hard. My fingers sinking into your soft hips like soil. Oh, I love hearing that little moan you make when I surprised you. Like you didn't expect all of me. You're grinding against me. Your ass moving in these slow circles that drive me wild. My hands wrap around your hair so I can pull you in even closer. Each time I pump, your fingers dig into the bench. I love watching the way your ass bounces, slamming against me. Oh. You flash this look at me over your shoulder. You know how fucking good you are, and exactly how to make me come. But I don't take orders from you. I pull out slowly. And I press your body into mine. My cock's still hard and wet from your pussy. I grind it against your ass. Rub my hands up and down your tits. I'm getting greedy now. I wrap my hand around your neck. Just firm enough so you know not to move. I slide onto the workbench. Tools falling to the ground. Pulling you up onto my lap, I wrap your legs around my waist. Lift your wrists over my head. The leather of the belt digs into the back of my neck. Your mouth is on mine before I can give another command. So I just use my hands to tell you what to do. I shove your legs open, and I pull you forward. I slip your nipples into my mouth. Twist my tongue around them and bite down. Then I start rubbing the head of my cock on your clit. Fuck, just feeling you throbbing against me. You grit your teeth, trying not to come. I don't stop. I'm taking your nipples out of my mouth. Sucking on them as I drag my tip up and down against your clit. You throw your head back, savoring it. I know you're about to explode. That you don't want to beg, but fuck. I want to see that mouth moan for me. I dig my nails into your thighs. My cock pushing inside you. I want to see you take me. Oh. I know you're eager, because your pussy's squeezing me so tight. I want to see you come on this cock. No mercy. holding your ass, I rock my hips into you, pounding. Our bodies are so tight, like we're both trying not to come first. But I'm not holding back. My cock's so deep, I'm drowning in you. That spot you fucking love. The one that makes you scream. Say please. Beg for me to take. Oh, yeah.